The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops meets next month in Dallas. In preparation for the meeting, the Archdiocese of Chicago organized some 30 forums to gather public comment on how the clergy sex abuse scandal should be handled. Chicago Public Radio's Jason DeRose attended one meeting.
The Catholic Church is not accustomed to seeking input from congregations, but Francis Cardinal George, Archbishop of Chicago, is now looking to the people in the pews.
This is a way of having a responsible discussion so that the energy around this can be focused into creating policies that will take care of victims, protect children, and enable the church to continue her mission.
He also asked laity to suggest how allegations ought to be handled and how accountable bishops and archbishops should be for the past and future offenses of priests under their supervision. At Holy Name Cathedral in downtown Chicago last night, nearly 200 people gathered to voice their concerns. Claire Noonan, a leader with the Catholic group Call to Action, asked that the bishops reveal the depth of the crisis.
We would like to see a complete report from every diocese in the country, which includes the number of complaints, the number of priests involved, the number of cases reported to civil authorities, the dispositions of those complaints, the financial cost of this scandal, and the sources of funds used to cover those costs.
Many at the forum expressed their exasperation with church hierarchy keeping the problem of priest sex abuse a secret for so long. They said the church needs to take allegations seriously, but Patrick Dwyer said he wants justice for victims and for offenders.
I believe in the story of the prodigal son. I believe in forgiveness. However, I think that forgiveness comes only after justice has been done to the accused people and that crimes have been punished.
Even though clergy sex abuse is both a legal and religious problem, Steve Schaller said too often the language of sin and forgiveness is used to obfuscate the reality of the situation.
Let's call it what it really is. It's a felony crime. Would we want teachers, doctors, dentists, any other professionals who've committed serious crimes in their profession against people entrusted to their care to continue to serve? Absolutely not. Same for a priest. Out. Out of ministry, out of parish, out of public exercise of priestly duties.
Of those who spoke, there was a nearly even split between advocating zero tolerance and those who disagreed. It's both accountability and forgiveness, says Sean Baca, that will help the church regain the trust of its parishioners and allow it to continue its mission.
I am a victim of sexual abuse by a priest. I was 7 years old. And the healing and the comfort that I have got from anger and condemnation has been zero. It has been nothing.
The Archdiocese of Chicago will compile the comments from last night's forums, and Cardinal George says he'll take them to the bishops' meeting in Dallas next month. For NPR News, I'm Jason DeRose in Chicago.